Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the mayor of the great city of Reno, Randy Thompson, has the rundown.
We'll be talking to the man who's turning the arts blue. That would be Bob Cashel.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Michael Hackett and Vito De La Cruz. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the program Bob Cashel, the mayor of Reno. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
It's good to be here, Sam.
You know, Oscar Goodman is going to be out come June because of term limits, so you will be officially the happiest mayor in the world.
Well, you know, Oscar will still carry that title, but he's done a great job. I'm sorry that he's going to be leaving office right now.
I think we all are. Let me change to a serious topic. Sure. Right off the bat. Temperature at my house when I got up this morning was 7 degrees.
Yes, sir.
It warmed up to 15 degrees by 8 o'clock this morning. We have a serious homeless problem in downtown Reno, a tent city. Mm-hmm. What is being done to take care of these folks during this crisis, and what are we going to do long term?
Sam, we have an overflow shelter, and we've offered these people to go to the overflow shelter. Some took advantage, some said no. Some of these people are mentally ill. Some of these people have severe drinking and drug habits and will not give up their drugs or alcohol to go inside. We have a shelter. We could send them. We could get extra space if we had more, but they won't go. Out of 50 of them that are outside of the tent city, out on the street right now, two of them said they would go to the shelter, but they won't give up their alcohol. We had a man 2 or 3 years ago, wouldn't give up his alcohol. We had a bed for him, and he froze to death. I mean, it's sad, but these people really need help, and we're doing everything we can, but they have rights, and the ACLU reminds us of that every time we're down there, and they're there early in the morning, so we try to get them. But we can't have drugs and alcohol in the unit, or we'll have complete chaos.
Let me ask you this, because long term, I mean, this is a problem. You have this beautiful baseball stadium that's been a huge success in downtown Reno, despite all the claims prior to it opening that it would be another failure. It's been a huge success.
Yes.
But on one side of that stadium are all these homeless. Is there nothing that the city can do legally to be able to move the homeless from that area? How can you continue to redevelop if you have this in the middle of downtown?
Well, Sam, if we had some cooperation from these individuals, we have a place. These people that are on the sidewalk now won't be there in another month, because we're either going to find a place at the back of the campus. But you got one area that we call the safe area. Those people are registered to get jobs, they're registered to get mental health, blah, blah, and funds. A lot of those people that are up on 4th Street right now, they get a check from the government every month, or they have Social Security. They have iPhones. They can take care of themselves. Two of them have family that would take care of them, but they won't go live with them. So, I mean, I don't know what we can do, but we're gonna have something, but we're not going to spread them out all over town. And do you want them back under the bridges? Do you want them back in our parks? Or do you want them back along the river? And because they don't want to cooperate or work with us, it's sad, but there's nothing else we can do.
Well, if you look at what San Francisco did, and it passed an ordinance, or at least it was attempting to pass an ordinance, to essentially ban them from their own sidewalks, do you think there would be that kind of an extreme action in Reno?
We've looked at doing something. We're tightening up a rule that is on the books and been on the books for years about loitering or sleeping on a sidewalk under obstruction and obstructing for people to be able to walk down. Right now, the people that are outside of the campus, people are scared to go in that want to get help. Mm-hmm. So we've got to clean that up, and we will get it cleaned up in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
In the past, we've had programs like buying bus tickets to get people, back to where they came from. Are we still?
We still do that. If somebody will, we won't just buy them a ticket to go to Sacramento, but we'll buy them a ticket if somebody says they'll meet them and take care of them when they get on the other end. We've still got some of the local agencies. One agency says we only take care of the indigent and the mentally ill, we don't take care of the homeless. Well, I'm really trying to find the definition, but they're starting to come around and realize we all got to work together.
Well, that's part of the challenge, too, is the cooperation between the county, the city, and the state, and even the feds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a multi-level task force that's dealing with this, and is that working?
We do, but we're getting ready to strengthen it.
Okay.
Mayor Martini had one of the greatest sayings I've heard in years. Because of our animal shelter, we all went together. We put up part of our taxes to. We treat our animals better than we're treating human beings. And we're working on that now. The cities have agreed, and the counties agreed to kick in a portion of tax, so we have funding. We have Volunteers of America there that run about 30 or 40 of these places. They're doing an outstanding job. And so we're trying to do more to help them and get them in an area where they're isolated so they're not an eyesore. And I don't think if they really knew what they were doing, they want to be an eyesore. They just don't understand.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back to a different interesting topic, politics, right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen. Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent news. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
Local entertainment, Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Bob Cashel, reelected by an overwhelming majority for his third and final term. Pleasure to have you back on the program. The elections. Kind of interesting, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, that's probably the most hateful elections I've ever seen since I've been here for 46 years. It was disappointing that everybody was so negative and everything.
You joined Republicans for Reid, and you took a lot of grief for this. But at the same time, there are a lot of people saying, that especially in Northern Nevada, your endorsement of Senator Reid pushed him over the top.
Well, I don't know that I pushed him over the top, and I don't like to think I joined him. I like to think they joined me in supporting Senator Reid. He's done an outstanding job. Do I like everything going on in Washington, D.C.? No, I don't. But I didn't like the alternative and the train trench. I look at what he helped us with when the railroad excused us and wouldn't do anything. I look at the Truckee River operating agreement. We now have an agreement that California said we didn't own any of the water rights in Tahoe Donner. We now own 50% of the water rights in Tahoe Donner and all the reservoirs. So, and then we worked it out with the Indians too, and they worked with us. And so we're all worked out, so everybody got what they needed. But it was years and years of him pushing it that we finally got it.
Well, now that you've been endorsed him, what kind of clout do you think you can pull with him? I mean, specifically, we've talked a little bit about Yucca Mountain and a potential research center there. Are you willing to go talk to him now for some of these controversial issues?
Oh, I sure am. Senator Reid and I have been friends for a long time. When he ran for Lieutenant Governor with Mike O'Callaghan, myself and Bob McDonald were the ones that came up with a 99-cent barbecue in Ottawa Park. So I've known the senator for years.
And you used to be a Democrat. You changed parties because of Ronald Reagan.
And you know who asked me to join? Ronald Reagan asked me to join.
And, it's hard to turn him down.
Senator Laxalt and Ed Allison, I got a call and they said, hey, the president wants to meet with you. So when I was back in Washington, I went and met with him. You know, I'm a conservative Republican. I was a conservative Democrat. In Texas, if you weren't a conservative Democrat, you didn't have anybody to vote for. John Tower was the first one they ever elected. And but I don't consider the party that I'm in right now with this extreme right as being the Republican Party. Well, they're the rhinos, not Raggio and myself. They're the rhinos.
Well, what do you hope Senator Reid can help do for Reno?
Well, I hope Senator Reid can help us with the different programs. I'm hoping that on the Yucca Research Center, I'm hoping that he can help us work on that, because that would create a lot of jobs and a lot of safety and a lot of money to our state. So,
how do you define that project?
Well, I would like to see it as a research center for short-term storage, for nuclear medicine, engineering, all of those type of things, recycling of how to do it. And I think it could be done and be very valuable to our state.
Have you ever known anything temporary from the federal government that didn't remain permanent?
Well, I would hope that if we do this other and we get the research again, I'm hoping it's permanent. Because there you're looking, our Silicon Valley is sitting right there and could really help us, and we can do it safely.
Let me ask you this, because and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but when you talk to the people that wanted to get rid of Senator Reid, even as Nevadans, they said, we understand that he may be beneficial for Nevada, but we hate what he's doing for the country, this Obama-Reid-Pelosi. How do you feel about that?
Well, the changes that some of them wanted to make would not, in my eyes, would not have made one iota of difference. Would have sent a message, would have had bragging rights that we brought down the majority leader. That's all we'd have. There would be nothing else to it. We'd have had bragging rights that we clobbered the leading leader of the party. I think if you give the senator some little more conservative people to work with, I think you'll see that he is not as liberal as everybody says. But when you're the majority leader, you work for the President of the United States, and you sell his program. And that's what he does. But would you rather have Chuck Schumer? Do you think he'd give us our tax dollars back?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was down in Douglas County, and I raised the issue at a business conference, again playing the devil's advocate, saying, well, you know, do you think Chuck Schumer or Dick Durbin would be looking out for Nevada's interests? Would they care about mining? Are you going to see a federal gaming tax coming out? But the audience was all in agreement with the panel, saying, get rid of him.
Oh, I know. I know, but I think they're very short-sighted, personally. Maybe I'm the short-sighted one, who knows? But the Republican Party, you know, Ronald Reagan said there was a big enough tent for all of us. And right now, the other rhinos are excluding some of the more moderate Republicans, and it's not good for the party. You get the moderate Democrats and the moderate Republicans together, you might see something else happen.
Well, let's hope this election does bring us back to the center.
I hope so.
Truly. So I'd like to make a more of a personal request of you. You had a hard week last week. You and your family came out publicly about your son Patrick's addiction to heroin. I'm going to cry. I admire what you did, and I know how tough it is when you're under the public eye to come out and essentially say how, you know, we, at a moment of weakness. Well, how are you guys dealing with that, and what is this new program that you've kicked off?
Well, we're doing, the family's doing well with it. I mean, we had a son that was... I used to joke about it and say he's lost at sea, and my son said, quit joking about Dad, I was a drug addict. And he's the one that stepped up and recognized he's doing real well now, he's back working, he's in excellent health and excellent shape. But, you know, you can buy this heroin with your lunch money. And a lot of them are just, a lot of druggie dealers are just passing it out to get the kids hooked. We had a beautiful young lady. The parents lost their daughter at 23.
The Paulsons.
Because somebody put some, their name, excuse me?
Ginger Paulson's
daughter.
Ginger Paulson. Yeah.
But they somebody laced their, whatever it was, and it killed her. Kids can get this, and we've got to get the word out, and we're trying to raise money now so we can do a program in the school system. So, and you know, and Nancy and I stepped up. Because of we don't want it to happen to somebody else, and it can happen to anybody. So you need to find out what some of the signs are. I never knew. I just thought he was being an ornery dude, but that's all tied in with drugs and stuff. Their whole life changes.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to hold you over for the whole show here, Mayor. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
You already know, Evergreen is far and away the finest carpet cleaning service in Northern Nevada. However...
You know, I wish you guys could do something with wood floors.
I'm on it.
Huh?
Now, complete cleaning of all wood floors, only from Evergreen Carpet Care. We've got the expertise and the specially designed machines to safely clean your wood floors down to the original luster, and we can even refinish them.
You did it!
Like I said, I'm on it.
For the ultimate in cleaning, it's Evergreen Carpet and Wood Floor Care.
I'm mining for my dreams.
I'm mining for prosperity.
I'm mining for optimism.
For the families and communities of rural Nevada, mining is the glue that holds it all together. With tax dollars that fund education and support invaluable programs, and with jobs that create stability and real peace of mind. For today and for all of Nevada's tomorrows, mining delivers. Dig up more at nevadamining.org.
The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bob Cascelli. He's the mayor of Reno. I want to get back to politics again. What did you think when you heard that Bill Raggio was no longer going to be the minority leader and that Mike McGuinness was taking over?
Mike McGuinness is a nice guy, a good guy. I've known Mike for years. But I thought it was really petty. I thought it was vindictive of the people to turn, to call Bill Raggio a rhino. It's probably the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard with what he's done for the party and how he's helped, and they blamed him for the tax increase. Well, if it hadn't been for him, it wouldn't have a sunset clause on it. And so I think they're going to miss his leadership. I think he's the type of individual I think will help Mike, and I hope he does, but they're going to need him during this session.
Do you think that it gives him more power in a way? Being termed out and not being the minority leader, does he actually end up with more power?
Well, yes, he does end up with more power because it makes him a very dangerous individual. If he wants to take a different horse and ride it, he's not obligated to anybody. They've messed on probably the best leader they have, and a lot of them, and I irritated. I was on a show of somebody the other night, and there's two or three senators that I irritated because I said they were vindictive. And I really feel that they took the pressure from their local party groups and were very vindictive about knocking Raggio out.
Which senators were you talking about?
We'll just leave them. We'll leave them unknown at this time. They know who I'm talking about, Sam.
We'll see if Raggio goes.
Well, you know, nobody watches this show, so I mean, it's just
a friend. I thought it was very vindictive. I thought it was very petty. I think that he's done a great job. He's been a great Republican. He's really been very helpful.
You can pretty much figure out who are the conservatives in that Senate caucus. So in looking at next session, I still think Raggio will play an incredibly powerful role.
I do too.
But one of the key issues that keeps coming up is, as we discussed last week at our Northern Nevada Network meeting, the legislature is threatening to not only return more power to you guys, but also return it without funding. If you're looking at more local control, more home rule, but yet without the financial aspects, what are some of the things you're going to demand from the legislature? Is NRS 288 on the table?
Collective bargaining would be on the table, that it would be opened up so that we can take the strings off of us.
Yeah.
For them to come back, if they're going to give us home rule, then give us the authority to do whatever we got to do to fund it. And if that's raise fees or taxes or whatever you want to call it.
Or control your budget, which you can't do right now with collective bargaining.
I cannot control my budget. I got 80% of my budget is tied up with collective bargaining.
Yeah.
And, we had one where we sent a parts runner instead of a mechanic. And they grieved it. And they won. So we had to pay a guy $90 an hour to go to the parts house instead of somebody at $15 an hour. So those type of things we've got to be able to work with.
Is the city looking at reserve funds and trying to encumber them at this point so the state cannot come and get them?
You know, Sam, that's a hell of a way to run a railroad. But yes, I've instructed our highway department. We think we're going out some bids in December. We think we're going to have a surplus. And I've instructed them to, I mean the council's instructed them to obligate them before the 1st of February. And that's one of the things that I saw when I was on the Board of Regents, is they would take things from the university. And so these guys would build their budgets up so that they had it.
Well, what's so frustrating is to see how many of these legislators are truly just want to act like a county commissioner or a mayor. And they're micromanaging the cities and the counties to the point where it's just getting ridiculous. You cannot control your own budget.
No. And they won't. They tell you going in they're going to do this and that, and then they get in Carson City and they drink some Kool-Aid, and after a while they've changed their position.
We've got about 30 seconds left.
All right.
With the threat of the state coming in and sweeping whatever funds they can get, how does this affect the city's bonding capacity?
I think it could hurt us very much in certain areas. It depends on how the bonds were done. If they're revenue bonds, that's one thing. There's no GO bonds, and we're not going to do any GO bonds. If I have to default on a bond, it's not going to do a GO.
Yeah.
Well, and I know, for example, the Southern Nevada Water Authority is very concerned about their bonding capacity.
Well, you look at it, what they did is they stripped them the last session. They want to do that to us. I know flood control. We've had flood control. We told Naomi Duer, obligate all the funds. Mm-hmm. Get them under contract. Get the others. And I've told the highway. We told the highway to get them under contract because they're going to sweep them.
And that's where we got to leave it. Always look forward to having you back on the program, sir.
Good to be back.
Thanks a lot, Sam. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
REMSA is here when you need a paramedic ambulance. Silver Saver protects you from out-of-pocket expenses. Call 858-5757 for information.
She loves Evans.
Get ready to put your hands together. Presenting Shoutin' Down the Aisles. 30 songs on 2 CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order with your credit card and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then preview other great gospel CDs. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now and start shouting down the aisles with 2 CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-764-5577 to order Shoutin' Down the Aisles on 2 CDs for $14.99 plus shipping and handling when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card or online at timelock.com/shout.
Click over to mynews4.com to get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Get customized weather forecasts for your neighborhood and check the traffic for your drive to work. Meet the News 4 team, browse for jobs, and watch your favorite NBC shows. Check out the latest sports scores and headlines. Only MyNews4.com brings you all the news that you want to see.
Let's turn over this log.
Yeah!
Whoa!
I like the big black ones.
I like the brown wiggly ones.
I like the green crunchy ones myself.
Whoa. Explore nature. There's surprises everywhere. Go to discovertheforest.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And while you're on the website, check out the reasonable reporter, Samantha Stone. She has a great story on the TSA and all these scanners. On the next broadcast, Ray Bacon will be here. Thanks for watching and listening to Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you soon.